Imagine yourself being on that boat with the apostles in the midst of this ferocious storm. Back in 2000, I was with a group of students from Christendom College for a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. We had a Christian archaeologist as our tour guide. As we were on the Sea of Galilee, he made this passage become alive for all of us. So the Sea of Galilee is 13 miles long and 8 miles wide. It is technically 700 feet below sea level. And it is surrounded by mountains that rise up 2,700 feet above sea level. At one end, there's an opening where the River Jordan comes into the sea. And the other end, the River Jordan goes out, eventually ending in the Dead Sea. So here's this rather large Sea of Galilee. The archaeologist said that when the conditions are just right, temperature, air pressure, and so on, this wind will come through the opening of the mountains, whip around the sea, churning up the waves that can even be 20 feet tall. So imagine that, a sudden thunderstorm, sort of like what we would have here in the past few days. The apostles are on this boat. Now, from archaeology, the boat was probably about 30 feet long, 8 feet wide. Well, a good boat. But when you think of waves 20 feet, one would be very frightened. For this reason, if you ever go to Galilee, all the hotels are built well back from the shoreline, because once or twice a year, this kind of a storm happens and there's flooding. So with all of that in mind, picture yourself on the boat. So here we have a very important lesson. The apostles were frightened, but Jesus comes to them and he says, in the midst of this storm, do not be afraid, have courage, it is I. Well, the first lesson we learn from this is, you and I well know, storms of life occur all of a sudden. It may be the financial storm, the medical storm, social storm, some problem in the family, could be the death in the family. Storms happen. But we have to keep our eyes fixed on Christ. He's not going to let us drown. He didn't let the apostles drown. Even though he did not seem to be with them, he wasn't recognizable, he was always with them. Christ was with them. He wasn't going to let them drown. This is why daily prayer is so important, that we take the time not only for our formal prayers, but to let our heart speak to the heart of Christ and to listen to him. Just consider, our gospel passage began with Jesus having fed the huge multitude of people, having preached, cured so many people, went by himself to pray. He had to find solitude to be with his Father in union with the Holy Spirit. Or consider Elijah from our first passage, about 800 years before Christ. Elijah, great prophet, but because he preached the truth, King Ahab has put a death sentence on his head. So Elijah's in this mountain, and he's waiting for God. And God comes, not in the lightning, not in the storms, but in the quiet, the solitude. And with that, Elijah goes back to continue being the great prophet. Same for us. We need to take that quiet time, find that solitude, and pray each day so that we can know our Lord is with us and we keep our eyes fixed on him. This week we celebrated the feast day of St. Teresa Benedicta, also known as Edith Stein, who was a Jewish woman who became an atheist, who then became a Catholic, who became a Carmelite nun. In 1942, though, she was arrested by the Gestapo and sent to Auschwitz concentration camp, where she died. But she left a very important, simple passage. She said, "The first hour of your morning belongs to God. Tackle the day's work that he charges you with, and he will give you the power to accomplish it. There is the importance of prayer. And because of that, despite the storms of her own life, she kept her eyes on Christ and gained heaven. She did not drown. She knew Christ was with her. But then there's another lesson to this. Peter is asked to take the step out. Jesus says, come. Imagine that. All of a sudden, to take that step out of your comfortable boat that's providing security, to leave the friends, the apostles behind, and walk on the water. Well, Peter does it. And he's doing just fine. Until he second-guesses himself. And he notices the wind, the darkness, the churning water, and the waves. Takes his eyes off of Christ, and that's when he begins to sink. He cries out, and our Lord immediately saves him, puts him back on the boat. Now, this is an important lesson for Peter, because after all, he is going to be the first pope of our church, and he's going to face that time of persecution. Yet St. Peter kept his eyes on Christ, even to the point when he had to face his own martyrdom. And this is the story even of the church. Christ is always with the church. Christ is with us. He is going to save us when we need it. But there are those points in life when maybe our Lord calls us to take the step out, to do something great, to leave the comfort zone, to leave the security of our surroundings, our friends, and so on, and really step out and do something great. For instance, many of you remember Father Sly. Well, Father Sly, I had known since the year 2000 when the parish started. At that time, he was a bishop of a small branch of the Episcopal Church. But in 2006, all of a sudden, a spiritual storm entered his life. There were problems in his denomination that he did not agree with as far as theology and doctrine. In his own life, there was the storm of, well, where is the authority of my church? What are the real teachings of the church? And the more he studied and the more he thought about this, he decided to leave. But to leave and become a Catholic meant he lost his job and his pension. What to do next? But he did. He became a Catholic. He became part of our church, very active. And then when Pope Benedict offered a special indult for him to become a Catholic priest, again, take the step out, he did. And what great things he's done for our Lord, because he was willing to take that step out of the boat, keep his eyes on Christ. Or we think of so many married couples. Well, I've prepared many for marriage, and over the years, I've had one or two that decided not to get married. Usually, well, it was in both cases, one of them said, can't do it. They didn't want to step out of the boat because they started rethinking, well, what will the future be like? Will I be happy? Will I be faithful? Will we have children? Will we have what we need? And all these different self-doubts come into play. And so they broke up the engagement. To take that step for marriage, one has to step out of the boat and keep the eyes on Christ. And to have a strong marriage, one has to keep the eyes on Christ. In our country today, sadly, 50% of marriages end in divorce in 5 years. And many people today choose not even to get married. They will have children, but they don't get married. Sad. But the statistics show, if couples take time to go to church every Sunday, it drops to 10% divorce rate. If they pray each day, 5%. If they don't contracept, less than 1. And why? The eyes are on Christ. It doesn't mean there aren't storms of life, but it means the eyes are on Christ and he won't let us drown. Or I think of college kids, and some of our young people in our parish are now preparing to go to college for the first time. In a way, there's going to be a storm that surrounds them. They leave their little nice boat of home life, their little community, to this new environment. All of a sudden, the storm of newfound freedom. No longer are mom and dad saying, well, get up in the morning, go to school, do your homework, go to mass, and so on. Too many college kids drown in all this freedom. Or there's the storms of the temptation. So many different people who don't live by Christian values. So, drugs, the alcohol, the sex, and so on. Too many college kids drown because of that. Or there's the academic pressures. All of a sudden, this overwhelming load. And the student might start thinking, well, I don't have the ability. Or maybe this isn't my major, and so on. Too many college kids can drown because of that. And this is why, for any college kids here, keep your eyes on Christ. Take that time to pray. Because Christ will give you the strength, He'll give you the guidance, and He'll help you even rethink life, if need be. So my brothers and sisters, this is such a beautiful gospel passage for all of us, because it's about our own life. But let us be assured, if we keep our eyes on Christ, we'll never drown. He will always be there to help us walk through the storm, to save us whenever we need Him. Christ will always be with us. May God bless you.